Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.
You're listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno. Thanks for joining me. I'm Sasha Shipway. Today, the news has dropped that Caitlin Thwaites and Tegan Phillip have both announced their retirement from the game at the end of the season. Both are shooters for the Melbourne Vixens and have put on the yellow and green dress for the Aussie Diamonds. It was a huge joy to chat to them, and it's hard to over-exaggerate how respected they are in the world of netball. So without further ado, here's a joyous chat with me and Tegan Phillip and Caitlin Thwaites. Firstly, I just have to say congratulations to both of you on announcing your retirement. And how does it feel to have it out in the open?
Yeah, I think it's definitely been a little bit emotional at times. I think, you know, it's something that we'll probably be emotionally processing, and, you know, it's been really nice to be able to reflect and things over the day as people have kind of got in touch and reminded us of various different memories and things. So it's been a nice day. In some ways it's been sad, some ways it's really exciting. But we're also kind of I think excited to let it be known to the world, and then we can kind of put a line in the sand and focus on the final series that we've got coming up.
I mean, it's a difficult one to answer, you know, in a sentence. Like, most big life decisions are a result of a combination of factors, but why did each of you decide to retire?
I think for me, you know, I'd considered it, or it was slightly on the radar last year. And I was like, no, I really want to go again. And so I was aware that it was going to be a decision that I was going to have to make again this season. And I don't know, it just felt like the right time. I mean, you discuss all the different options and you consider everything. And I was chatting to my husband, Joshi, about it. And I'm just excited for things away from netball and not have netball dictate everything we do, which is, you know, kind of how it is, and a sacrifice that we've made, but one that I've obviously absolutely loved. But I think, yeah, there's lots of different factors that play into making these decisions, but I'm just excited to see what's ahead for us.
Yeah, and I think for me, I've probably put off making this decision throughout this year because it's been quite a full-on year. This year we're up in Queensland, we're in our, I think, 11th week being away from home and family, and you know, it's a pretty crazy season. We've had two games a week at times, we've had all sorts of different curveballs thrown at us, and so for me, I think it's been probably a bit of a coping mechanism to not make that decision until I've absolutely had to, because I didn't want to have to deal with the emotions and everything surrounding that, because you know, for me, I've been playing elite netball since I was 15 years old, and you know, I've not really known anything else, and so it's kind of a bit scary, but also, yeah, it's really exciting, and similar to Teague's in that, you know, I have been doing it for a very long time, and kind of just at the point where you know, the sacrifices and things are kind of becoming too great in order to keep doing this, and the priorities have shifted a little bit, and so I'm wanting to spend more time on those other areas that I have previously, you know, always been willing to sacrifice to do that stuff, but probably no longer willing to make those sacrifices. So,
and also, I enjoy the off season just a little bit more each year, and starting that preseason just a little bit harder each year. So I think that also certainly played a factor.
I think it's right what you're saying about, you know, there are so many sacrifices that you would both be making that it's so difficult to see. You know, we see you on court for 60 minutes and doing a warm-up and, you know, a bit of a chat here and there. And I think it's really easy for people to forget all of that stuff that goes by the wayside. Yeah. So it's completely understandable.
I think for me this year, I literally promised my partner that I would no longer keep sacrificing, like, and not doing uni or not putting, like, you know, getting my things outside of netball in place and, you know, focusing on work and these other things. And then COVID happened and we had to move away for 3 months. So netball just fell by the wayside again. So,
good intentions.
Yeah,
good
great intentions. Great intentions. But I kind of think as well that would probably always be the case if I was to continue on playing. Those things, you know, you in order to keep doing this, you have to throw yourself into it and be fully in it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I think if I don't allow myself the time to focus on those other things, so I'm literally just going to have to jump with 2 feet and go, awesome, I'm all in or all out. So yeah.
Exciting and scary all at the same time. That's my it. Gosh. And what does, you know, the next step look for both of you? I mean, it sounds like you probably won't be involved in netball, but, you know, could that be in the future? What are you going to be up to once you've properly retired?
I would love to still be a part of netball. Whatever that looks like is probably unknown at the moment. I've been doing a little bit of well-being work through Netball Victoria with some of the younger age groups. So that's something that I'm really passionate about and enjoy. I have just finished my... or about to finish my teaching degree. So I've been working on that. This is my fifth year, and I'll have finished that. So, you know, there might be a bit of CRT work in the mix as well, but just ready to have a break, first of all, and then see what options open up after that. Spend some time with my family and friends.
Absolutely. Congratulations on the degree. You. That's awesome.
Finally.
How about you, Kate?
I think for me, I'm still a little bit unknown. I think I'll still be involved in the sport in some capacity, and I think I've just got to have a little bit of time to figure out what that looks like and whether I want to have a little bit of time away from the sport and then come back to it or, Tiggs and I have both been doing our, the next step in our coaching this year as well, and I'm also very passionate about that wellbeing space. So I think, you know, we won't stray too far and we definitely won't be strangers from the sport of netball. But, I've got a wedding to plan. At the moment in Victoria, you're only 5 people for weddings. So lots of exciting things happening and to look forward to, but career-wise, I've been saying to teams,
watch this space.
It's pretty scary. We're in the middle of a pandemic and unemployment rates are through the roof. So great time to be looking for a new job, right?
Do you know what? The two of you will be fine with those names. Like, seriously, I have every faith that everything will work out totally okay. And I think having a break just gives you some, you know, some space to think and have a break and, you know, not be playing and battering your body every week. So I'm sure that will help as well. And I have to say there's been an absolute outpouring of sadness from fans today that you're both retiring. You know, you must just really be feeling the netball love at the moment. And many of them obviously wanted to say a big thank you for everything that you've done in your careers and for the netball joy. And I'm just wondering if there's anything that you would like to say back to them.
Yeah, it has been. I've only just had a chance to kind of get on my socials today and see what's happening and the beautiful comments that are coming in and the posts and things like that. It's certainly been touching to read those through and just bringing memories back of all the experiences that I've had over my career. So, yeah, it's absolutely really encouraging and beautiful to see the support from everyone that loves the sport of netball just like we do. So, yeah, just a massive shout out and thank you to all those people. You make it even more special for us. I mean, we're just blessed and privileged to be able to do what we love to do as our job, but when we can have supporters like we do and encouragement like we do and the people around us, that just makes it even more special. So thanks so much, guys.
Yeah, and I would also reiterate those words. I think, you know, it's, I think the netball community is a really special community in so many different ways. And, you know, I think the fact that we do get so much support from, you know, all around the world, and Teagues and I have both been able to travel around the world to, you know, places like New Zealand and England and South Africa, and, you know, the passion for the sport, I think, is one thing. And, you know, we've, you know, across my career, I guess, I've definitely loved having that connection with the community and getting out and doing those clinics and all of those, you know, interacting with all of the fans and things. And it's been, incredible the opportunities that that we have had. And, to feel that love and support has been pretty overwhelming, to be honest.
Oh, I bet. Well, you kind of both touched on it a little bit there, but are there any highlights of your career? It's an obvious question to ask, you know, when you do announce your retirement, but is there anything that springs to mind that's a real highlight for both of you?
In terms of success on the netball court, I suppose my one that I've been saying throughout most of the day is the highlight for 2014 for me. It was the year the Vixens won the premiership, the year that I was selected into the Australian team for the first time and debuted at the Commonwealth Games, and then also finished that with a gold medal. So that, in terms of on-court, I mean, that is a year that I'll never, ever forget, and one that I cherish closely. There's been so many other highlights and memories across my career as well that I, no doubt won't be forgetting either.
Yeah, and I think for me, the time that I have had with the Diamonds at those big marquee events, so the two Commonwealth Games and the two World Championships, for me have been the really big, huge ones. You know, winning a gold at each and a silver at each have, they're pretty massive. And I think then, you know, my just the fact that I've been able to move around in heaps of different teams and things like that. For me, a lot of the highlights are actually the people that I've been able to work with in different teams, and the experiences and all of the support staff and things, you know, those friendships and relationships that I've got with so many amazing people are some of the biggest highlights for me.
Oh, that's lovely. And this is kind of an odd one, but what kind of a legacy do you think that you've both left? I mean, what would you like to think that people will remember you for in terms of netball at this stage, you know, with today, 28th of September, announcing the retirement?
I think, well, I don't know, maybe you should ask everyone else, but I would like to think, you know, one of my biggest things is being having belief in what I can do, having confidence in my ability and backing myself, and then just going out and doing the hard work, because without that hard work and commitment, then the success is quite difficult and sometimes not there at all. But I also feel, you know, one of the things that I've wanted to do is be quite caring to my teammates and let them, you know, feel the support that I can provide them. And they've certainly encouraged me in that area as well. So I would hopefully think that they're my attributes that I've, shown throughout my career.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, and for me, I think probably a little bit in that, in the off-court space, for me, just some of that, the opportunities and the things that I've had within, I guess, that community space. So done a lot of work with the multicultural inclusion and diversity space, you know, a bit of stuff just through discussing the journey I've been with my mental health, you know, different things like that for me, and connecting with the community have been a huge thing that I have really focused on. And I hope that, you know, people will be able to remember me for some of that kind of stuff. But in terms of the team and the on-court stuff. I hope that people, you know, can remember that I've been a good player and a really great really great teammate, because yeah, I think for me that team first attitude has been something that's really big. And yeah, I think that that love and support and care, like Teague said, has been a huge factor for me to feel that, but to also give that to my teammates as well.
Oh, absolutely. I think good is an understatement. But yeah, no, I totally agree with both of you. And I think that it's so easy to see just from what everyone was saying today that you've 100% more than surpassed like what you both mentioned there. So that's just like so nice for netball. I guess looking into the next couple of weeks, you've got a big few weeks coming up with Vixens, obviously going into those weeks with a winning attitude. So how are you expecting to fare over those coming games?
Look, we're just looking to focus on what we need to be doing and giving these next 3 weeks, you know, especially the two of us, just everything we can, and know that the team will also be wanting to do that. And yeah, we have the belief and know that we can make it to that last game and win that last game, but it's the performance that we need to be putting out that's crucial in our success to being able to do that. So we'll be knuckling down and preparing in the best way possible.
Yep.
Yep, that's it. She said it all. It's funny, actually, because I was speaking to Lisa Alexander. This was only in week three, round three of netball. Actually, not week three, because there are so many games in 1 week. But she picked you guys as favourites that early on, which I thought was really interesting. So, yeah, Lisa Alexander's got that crystal netball ball that she's been looking into. So I think that there's a good few weeks coming for you guys. And I guess both of you would have seen the game evolve, you know, throughout your careers. And where do you think that, or where would you hope to see it go in the coming years? Where would you like netball to go to, I guess?
I think especially kind of seeing the evolution across the years of my career, like it's always been the aim to be able to get netball to being a fully professional sport. And I think it's had its own kind of battles and gripes with, you know, at the, some of the things that we will potentially have to give up to in order to become a fully professional sport. Mm. Some of the things that I think netball likes to hold on to and yeah, so I think you know, becoming a fully professional sport, I think would be incredible to see you know, females getting paid the amount of money that they deserve to be doing, putting out the performances and things like that. And you know, we're definitely taking big strides and big steps to get there, and we have seen the evolution of that over you know, when I started, the first contract that I signed was for $50 a game. And that didn't even cover the petrol costs of me driving 2 hours from Bendigo to Melbourne. So I think to have seen that happen within my career, I think it's come leaps and bounds, but we're still wanting to push, you know, the level of the sport to be equal to what some of the male codes are doing. And yeah, I think we deserve to be in the limelight like them.
Couldn't agree more. I'm 100% behind you on that, that's for sure. Yeah, get netball up there, definitely. And I guess looking now at Vixens, who could you see in future kind of complementing Kamwenda? What predecessors could you guess that might, you know, possibly follow in your footsteps?
That's a good question. One of our training partners who we have with us, Sasha McDonald, she's done an amazing amount of work over the recent years, but especially over this last preseason. I think she's really taken on the feedback that she's been provided with by the coaches and really had the attitude of, all right, I'm going to give this a crack. Let's work on these things that I've been given feedback for. And I think we can really see that come out in her at our trainings and our court sessions. So she's here with us in Hub and has been doing an amazing job and just patiently waiting her opportunity. And I think that opportunity, you know, could be not too far in the distant future. We don't know what the coaches want to do, though. So,
I know. Just,
our own thought process or what we're seeing.
Yeah, I think look, the Victorian pathway continues to produce absolutely incredible, you know, skilled athletes and things like that. And there are lots of young players that are just waiting for that opportunity. So I definitely look forward to seeing what's going to happen in the coming years in that space. And maybe Tegs and I will be around to give them a few pointers
maybe.
Too.
Maybe.
I don't know.
They'd be lucky to have you. I'm sure they'd rejoice in that. And Caitlin, quick question. Many people have been saying you have been an absolute revelation at goal attack this season. And is there a final, you know, is there a firm favourite at this stage between goal shooter and goal attack?
I think it is. I'm just being reminded here of how much work, and it's so hard. Goal attack is so hard. I'm not gonna lie. But I think for me, it's just been awesome to have a really different challenge. It just kind of come at this year with trying to learn as much as I can and do bits and pieces off instinct, and then realize halfway through a play that I should have been over there, or I'm still figuring it out as I go. But it's been amazing to have, Teagues has been a whole nother coach that's been there, you know, and so selflessly giving me feedback and support, you know, while I've been learning that position. And we've got obviously Sherelle McMahon, best goal attack ever, giving me feedback and things at home as well. So that's been really helpful. I think I would probably revert to wanting to say that goal shooter is still my favourite. My body definitely, after a full 60 minutes of playing at goal attack, is not necessarily loving the position of goal attack. So I'm more than happy to play tag team with Tegs here.
Perfect. Well, just best of luck to both of you in the coming weeks. I'm sure that you'll just kind of soak it up last couple of weeks. And thank you so much for joining us on the Netball Show. We really appreciate
it. No worries. Thanks for having us, Sasha.
Thank you.
What a wonderful duo. I know they'll be sorely missed by fans, but we wish them nothing but luck moving forward. If you enjoyed this episode, do give us a shout out on Twitter. We are online at The Netball Show.
Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing, because we need you now more than ever.